Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, who got it? It's time for episode 623 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. My name is H. Michael Cray. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint half a little bit into December World Cup. And we're on our way to summer 2023. There you go, checkpoint FIFA. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Dragon Boy Suede, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me always, Brett Morris, a.k.a. Starred. What's up, Starred?
How's it going, man?
Good. How are you?
Good, 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 good. December is hammering me in terms of schedules and work and everything, so I don't know how adults are supposed to... like be happy during the holidays.
Oh yeah, they're busy having to buy presents and doing all the extra things that the holidays bring.
It's an insane system we designed.
It is. You got to pull out. You got to plant the seeds of discontent with your relatives so that they just they don't expect you to come back after a while.
That's right. Maybe like leave them wanting for gifts. Just like to start withholding gifts. Don't set any expectations.
Yeah, that way they don't see any dollar signs. Just leave you alone.
Sounds good to me.
If you're still on speaking terms with them, you already fucked up. You got to sow the seeds of discontent early, my guy. Bone out early, dude.
Like speaking out of line before you're introduced.
Mm-hmm. Just like that. Right. Sowing the seeds. Much like showing up incredibly late to your own Zoom recording after pushing it 30 minutes as if your guest's time is worthless.
The guy laughing is the one you'd want to talk to.
I'm the one who pushed it 30 minutes, but
he was the one that was straight up on cam.
I was on cam
at the designated time, and yet there are three people in this conversation right now. Are there not?
Hey, gang, check out the last two Charted. We spoke about a Metallica shirt, a Hall jam. We did some Austin shout outs as well. Absolutely check that out. And let's meet our guest. Here she comes now, following the sound of her voice bouncing off of the orchard. She's from the Angry Orchard. She's up there and she's down here with us. Give it up for Grift Horses, Megan Beth Keister.
Thank you for waiting for the drop. Yes. And then playing the drop. And now I think are we in the drop? How's the drop work?
We're post drop.
We're okay.
Yeah. PD. We're like fading out. Yeah.
Got it.
Always good to have you on. I love the energy between you and Howard at this point. I can tell that you are many episodes into a podcast deep.
Yeah, I mean, decades, really. It feels like we're in dog years doing this shit.
Yeah. I think like 3 months of podcasting is like a year of marriage.
Yeah.
So it's just like multiplied.
So, but at this point, we've already gotten divorced and remarried 3 times. It's like Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton at this point.
Except I'll never be divorced.
Oh, yeah, that's a sore subject for Howard.
Mm. Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, you done fucked up if I... Hey, great to have you in. We got a lot of stuff happening on the charts. We may have some holiday entries. It's always an exciting time to see what's going on.
Yeah, I want to see... I'm talking to a man who's got his finger on the pulse of popular culture.
There you go.
I feel like I'm talking to Entertainment Weekly right now.
Wow.
I feel like I'm talking to...
Who is that, John Tesh?
Yeah.
Is he on that?
I feel like... No, Entertainment Weekly is a magazine. Okay. Listen, I took a nap too. All right. But let the record show...
I knew that would become apparent.
Let the record show that was early... You know, I've been up... I've been conscious for at least 25 minutes at this point. Unlike some people.
Right on.
Entertainment Tonight. Yeah. It was Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, right. Of course. Yeah.
Right on. John Tesh.
Red Rocks.
So we're going to do the Spotify chart. Oh, we should, though, wrap the history of music real quick.
All right. Here we go. I'll do my best. Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs? Yeah. Well, I think we're going to do Spotify this week, right?
Is it like Spotify, like the top five artists that have not been ethically compensated for their labor in creating music?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, awesome.
We are, counting down about 7 cents worth of music, according to market
the revenue
conditions.
Given to the artists. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Have you ever seen what a virgin the head of Spotify looks like, by the way? This guy looks like the king of the virgins, dude. He's such a little bitch.
Spotify, what is he, president?
I don't know. He's some like Swedish dude.
Yeah.
He looks like, you know how whenever you see a billboard for like a DJ playing Vegas, they always look like someone you want to shove in a locker? He looks like
oh,
that.
Oh man, yeah. Danny Eck. Daniel Eck.
More like Daniel Blech. You know what I'm saying?
You see him right there? Is that who you're talking about?
Oh, yeah,
yep.
Yep. Yeah.
He's a mouth breather, too, dude. Look at all these pics. Can't close his fucking mouth.
He looks like a battering ram.
Take that, guy who's made money on the backs of millions. Exactly. Take that, you dumb son of a bitch.
Hey, this is the first time it's been brought to my attention. Some of these charts may be crooked. Some of them may not be compensating artists.
That's right.
Let's take a listen.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
Drake and 21 Savage with Rich Flex.
A rich flex for me, 21. Then 21. Can you do something for me? 21. Drop some bars to my pussy ex for me, then 21. 21. Can you do something for me? Can you talk to the ops next for me? Okay. 21. Do your thing, 21. Do your thing. 21. Do your thing, 21.
Yellow diamonds in the watch. This shit costs a lot. Never send a bitch or die. That's how you get shot.
You know, we've had this song on before. Of course, this was the one where everybody made fun of the way Drake sounded like he was flirting with 21 Savage.
Oh, is this that one?
Yeah, with that lyric, 21, won't you do something for me? They actually have 21 reacting to it, too, and he's just kind of just trying to play it off. But
I was going to say,
that's
speaking
one of the funniest of the year.
Speaking of virgins, I'm fairly certain Drake has never had sexual intercourse.
Mm.
He talks like someone who does it, you know what I mean? Who's only read about it in books or maybe seen it on TV. Also, side note, I'm not worried about Drake not being paid by Spotify because I'm sure he still gets those Degrassi residual checks, those fat Degrassi residual checks.
Yeah, he's still riding off Degrassi.
He does have an illegitimate child. That may prove that he is not a virgin.
Oh, does he have?
You know, it's
illegitimate
IVF, dude. How do you know? You know, a woman didn't just, I don't know.
Yeah, he could have donated it.
Or maybe somebody dug through his socks at one point. You don't know.
What's that one? Dug through his socks?
Dug through his socks, got some semen. IVF, you do the math. You know how women are sneaky? You know how all women are liars and sneaky? You heard about this? You seen this?
Yeah, he's jizzing in his socks? Is that?
Yeah.
That was, yeah, basically that was the implication.
Even I understood that one.
It's a great one to wake up to.
Outdated.
Yeah, that's from the late 1950s. From Porky's.
I was always confused by that. Am I supposed to be doing that? Is that just the most common method?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of women must have been frustrated when they're just getting socks that are just dirty from right. Foot usage.
Stuck together.
Yeah. Why isn't this inseminating my egg?
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
As you said, we're going to get some holiday picks at this point. This is Mariah Carey. Mm. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Only number four. Wow.
Yeah, that's the story. Holy shit. I just fast forwarded a minute into the song and she's still doing her intro vocal run.
Tail end of her little histrionics.
Slap so hard, it makes you think Jesus Christ might be the Son of God. You know what I'm saying?
Convinced
yeah.
Me.
It's convinced
biggest,
you.
Biggest you know, Christmas hit ever, I believe.
I think that controversy's finally died down where there was a fight over who could call themselves the Queen of Christmas. Darlene Love was trying to do it, and mm-hmm. then they said, no, you can't because of Mariah, but then Mariah couldn't tell her not to do it. But I think finally it's died down and it'll just be Mariah from here on out. I think the people that remember Darlene are going to just keep dying off.
Mother Mary is long dead. She can't claim her throne. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Metro Boomin' Future and Chris Brown with Superhero.
Metro Boomin' Future, he says.
Yeah.
Those are two different artists. Metro Boomin' and Future. And Chris Brown.
Candy in the cup, gotta get paid. King in the streets, young nigga made. Spraying on the crowd, take to the grave. Ain't having problems, I'm sipping the bar. Shout out to
Dennis. Can you feel the Christmas spirit in this
one?
Wild stuff.
I mean, it's kind of got, it's got bells a little bit in the back. You can hear now and then.
It's Future festive. Future has a kid with Ciara, who's now married to the quarterback of the Broncos.
Okay. Mm.
And supposedly a guy just got cut from the Broncos because he played Future in the Broncos locker room.
Oof. Tangled webs, my guy. Tangled fucking webs, dude.
I was thinking about, speaking of bells recently, the song Jingle Bells, for some reason, I never really registered in my head that it's not even necessarily about Christmas. It's just about how fucking fun a sleigh ride is, back in the day. Yeah. The whole song is just how much of a blast it is, open sleigh.
Streamers.
Yeah, just
we
ripping.
We outside to be entertained, and we couldn't just sit inside and binge. Tidying Up by Marie Kondo.
But
is
I was
that
like,
a topical
yeah.
reference?
Exactly.
Yeah.
This guy was just hauling ass in a sleigh and was singing the song to himself about it, and then just became one of the biggest hits of all time.
Yeah, it was like the original I Can't Drive 55. So yeah. Excited.
But I know, it's just crazy to me, but maybe bring back those sleighs.
Song about moving. You know what I mean? Born to be Alive or What's the other one?
I like to move it,
Steppenwolf.
That's about moving.
Yeah.
yeah. Magic Carpet Ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. that's that Beatles song where they say beep, beep.
Oh, yeah. Drive My Car.
Yeah. Hell, they even say car in the damn name of the song.
That they do. That is another Christmas track. Worth you checking out, gang.
I love the thought of the sleigh only going about like 2 miles an hour too, and this guy's just like, yeah,
exhilarating.
This is the fastest thing I've ever been on. yeah. All right, coming in at number two, Brenda Lee with "Rocking Around the Christmas Tree."
What the fuck? All right.
I mean, could she be Queen of Christmas? I guess not. But
I don't think she's allowed to argue for herself.
Can her estate be the Queen of Christmas? Can we deputize the estate?
I mean, it's funny that for all the artists that are out there now and for how easy it is to make a track, that these the same Christmas songs keep on kicking ass, you know?
Right.
Where's the new entry?
I don't know. I mean, what's Kelly Clarkson up to? You know what I mean? Should she be doing that shit? Or
she's got a TV show now. That's probably keeping her busy.
I mean, it's kind of it's like an honest chart in that sense, or an honest game, you know? It's like, you have to really do something with a Christmas song to make it a classic. Because, every single big artist, tries, they shoot their shot, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Most fail.
I guess the classics, they do sell better than some new upstart, which would take a while to take hold.
But Mariah Carey, I mean, every single pop diva has done the same thing, but hers has stayed on top. They did something right.
Getting drunk all those years, it paid off.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Metro Boomin again with The Weeknd and 21 Savage. This is Creepin'.
Here we go. You know, this is like a new one, and it's like, who wants it?
Yeah.
I'd rather hear Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, straight up, dude. This song makes me feel absolutely nothing. It makes me feel the absence of feeling. It
makes me feel like I'm melting. It's like April.
Yeah.
Like, where's the fun of winter? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's not that fun. That's why they made up Christmas. It's winter's boob job.
It's true. Just gives us all this stuff to do and stress out about, and feels like we're doing something.
Yeah, we're so afraid of the dark winter months ahead. It's like, we gotta break it up somehow.
Yeah.
Presents, food, sugar, delusions. It's just everything you can do to not face the darkness.
Bring a tree in here so we don't have to go outside, face the cold.
It's too cold.
That's number one.
Wow.
Pretty weak,
going out with a bang.
Pretty weak first week chart of December, I would say.
I think so too. I hope it moves a little. I hope it's not those same entries next week. No. We'll work around it if it does. But yeah, we need a bang in Christmas season. It's been a while since something got added to the pantheon of Christmas songs.
I still think that Little Drummer Boy, who did that one?
Oh, yeah, Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, does that slap or something?
It slaps. Weirdly slaps.
Slaps. It's like it builds and builds and slaps. It's her and another lady. But yeah, check that one out, everybody.
Carrie Underwood, maybe?
I think it's somebody older, like a Martina McBride type of person or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, it is a really good one. That one's fun. And We will be right back with the movie chart.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guests, MBK and
BPM.
And this is The Movie Chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
This is The Movie Chart. People are streaming back into theaters. I actually did a panel show on the internet yesterday, and wow. Nobody on the panel was five people. Nobody had been to the movies more than five times in the last calendar year. We actually have someone here who does see a lot of movies.
I'm there constantly, baby. I'm Stubbs. I'm Stubbs A-list, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh,
hell yeah.
They're paying me to see this shit at this point because you know I'm rooting around in that garbage can for free popcorn. You just take it back to the counter. They fill it up. Free soda pop. They got them Coke Freestyle machines. They got Diet Pib Extra. You can't find that shit anywhere else. I've drank so much of that.
Wow, you I've do Diet Pib Extra? Wait, what's
diet
the
Pib
extra?
Extra, dude?
What's the extra?
Extra caffeine.
Wow.
I've never even so much Diet that. Pib. I drank so much Diet Pib Extra seeing Chappie.
I love those freestyle. That must be one of the best inventions, you know, in this era where technology is taking such a dark turn. Those freestyle Coke machines are an actual improvement.
I forgive all of the crimes Coca-Cola does in the third world for just one simple machine.
No. How are you against it? You can get like a black cherry and vanilla Diet Coke. Like when
what the fuck's your problem, Howard?
I told you. No.
Why don't you like it? Give me.
You go in there. The thing's all fingerprinted up with five kids standing in front of you. You can't just go in and get a Coke. You got to wait seven deep while the kid makes his, you know, Fanta and Pib.
Great mellow yellow.
The most old man
then you
take.
You hit the button and you get COVID off touching the button. Those kids. I was late to a road gig in Boston because I had a stand on one of those lines behind a bunch of kids.
Wow. Had to. Gun to head.
I don't think I've been in a line for one.
Did.
Maybe that's...
I've never encountered a line. I mean, I think...
With no line.
When you hear about a problem and you don't recognize it, that means you're the problem.
Fuck, dude.
It's the people standing behind you, kids.
My whippersnapper ass.
Wait, but I've seen you, Howard, like combine crazy things together, like in your glass at
the
Wolf.
Did I wait for a machine to be installed?
No, but
my local place.
You did it analog. I guess that's a good point.
Yeah.
You got to go.
You're the original.
You got to DIY, baby.
Now I understand why you're upset. You're afraid the machines will replace you, is what
it's
you're saying.
It's all fear-based. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's all fear-based.
Fear-based. All right. Let's dig into the movies. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Devotion. I hate that name for a movie.
The commanding officer called you one of the best pilots he's ever seen.
Yeah, it's so generic.
Yeah.
It must be hard being the
naval aviator.
This is about the Korean War, I believe.
Nice.
The whole world's looking different. Did you ever think that you'd be in a squadron?
Is this supposed to fool people into thinking it's Maverick? Like, you know, if you don't pay attention or something?
It's gotta be.
I mean, if you squint, yeah, I mean, it's basically essentially the same thing. Just a montage of shots of people driving airplanes. Is that what you do?
Airplane flying drivers waiting on their floating airplane parking lot runways.
I don't think I'm going to throw stubs on that one, my guy. I'm not, you know what I mean? I saw Top Gun because that's the law. Because, you know, apparently, I don't know, Scientology is still
What's
okay.
the Stubbs move? I'm, you know, maybe I've missed that grift horse. What are you talking
Oh, no,
about?
It's just AMC's the only motherfuckers in the game, really, that have... It's like MoviePass, but shittier. Uh-huh. I think it's like $25 a month, but you get to see either three or four movies a week.
Oh, so there's a cap per week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But they're all duds anyway. I mean, I wouldn't want to see more than three of these god-awful movies a week.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard.
Am I going to go see Smile again? Come on, man.
So do you find the empty cup... And then go to the freestyle machine?
Yeah, you find the empty cup, you go to the machine, you rinse it out with water. What the fuck? Sometimes if I'm feeling like I got to show off a little bit, you know what I mean? To be like, oh, wow, I care about my body. I'll take one of the, they have those Clorox wipes. You just take a Clorox wipe, you wipe the inside of the cup and the rim.
Right.
In case something
I think you may be
rim.
The biggest movie lover we've ever had on the show. I mean, to love movies that much. That's true
I'm
dedication.
I'm just straight. I'm loving movies so much. I'm seeing Tar, my guy.
I saw Tar
like 2 weeks ago.
I saw Tar.
Nobody made me see Tar.
I saw Tar.
That was rough.
I didn't like it.
That was rough. Yeah. Well, like, I mean, you're part of the problem, I guess, if you didn't like it. You're part of the woke mob or whatever the fuck.
Oh, right. I don't know. It just felt like someone trying to get an Oscar.
Well, Tar was like, you know how sometimes people are like, oh, we got a computer to write a script or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, put something into AI. This like Tar is like if you put just an issue of The New Yorker into AI and like got it to write a screenplay.
That's exactly
no bueno,
right.
dude. That's not my shit. Threw stubs on it, though.
Someone, I think there was fan theories that there was a whole other edit of it. Like it was originally supposed to be. Like a grisly actual like horror film, like some actual shit was supposed to go down. And then they just cut that all out and made it just like this kind of vague think piece.
How is there anything to cut out when the movie's already over? It's like
but
two,
they do,
over 2.5 hours fucking long.
Without spoiling anything, they do. There are scenes that feel like it hints that it might go that way. Like,
right.
Like there's like a darkness coming and then
some sort of psychological terror around the bend or whatever. I like how Howard's completely checked out at this point.
I don't know the
this
movie Tar.
I'm talking about Tar.
I don't know the movie Tar, gang.
It's kind of like...
I don't know the movie Tar, so I couldn't jump in on that one. What's that one about?
It's like the maestro, the top conductor in the world, played by Kate Blanchett, and she's acting her ass off in it. And it's just like, and it's just, and then she, you know, she gets problems. I don't want to spoil it, but it's kind of like, maybe you could compare it to Whiplash or something.
Sure.
I don't know.
It's about the seedy underbelly of music.
The politics of the conducting world.
The politics. Yeah. You know how we've all been sitting conductors. Around waiting for a movie about the
Tar?
Minutia.
Because
that's her name.
Her last name is Tar with a apostrophe on the A.
Oh, okay.
To make it extra, you know, enticing.
So if the movie charts, so does this mean that like Eyes Wide Shut is going to be number one since it's Christmas time on the movie charts, or is this what's actively in theaters
now? This is only active in theaters. So
got it.
We're not going to get any weird screwballs.
We're not going to get any classics like Yeah, all I can think of is Bad Santa and Eyes Wide Shut.
I mean, that brings
Name more
Eyes Wide Shut is a Christmas classic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, though, that speaks to what I was saying before, though. I mean, they don't just put out the same Christmas movies every year. You don't just see, like, Miracle on 34th Street and it does better right. than, like, Avatar Way of Water, whatever they put out.
It might be so, on hey, a TV chart somewhere.
There you go.
I don't know. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is Strange World. Oh, a Disney movie? Was this the one you said bombed, Howard? Were you saying that?
I heard this was, yeah. I mean, it's in the top five, so maybe it's made some money since then, but I heard it was like the least money-making Disney movie in a long-ass time.
Yeah, it's also an animated, like computer animated Disney movie that's not Pixar.
Ah, big mistake.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
Gotta go with Pixar.
Why would they do that?
It also a terrible title, like Strange World. What do you?
Yeah, very generic, like devotion.
What are you gonna get out of that?
Might be truth in advertising. The world's weird. I mean, what do you want to call it? Weird World?
Yeah. Call it
for
Mars.
Alliterative purposes.
I want to call it Stranger Things.
Yeah. That's to fool Stranger Things.
Strangest kids. Things.
Strangest things.
You know what I'm
yeah,
saying? Let's beat them at their own game, dude.
They really set that trap up for themselves. All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is The Menu, which also seems like a New Yorker AI plot.
Oh, I mean, this is snooze.
Have you seen
this?
I've
had to watch this trailer 18 million fucking times.
How come?
Because they play it before everything at the goddamn AMC.
Good evening.
You go to see all the trailers, too?
Welcome to Hawthorne.
It depends on when I get there. Well, they play 30 minutes of trailers before every goddamn movie.
Over the next few hours, you will ingest fat, salt, protein, and at times entire ecosystems.
We're eating the ocean.
If I want to see rich dickheads get what's coming to them, I'll just watch Triangle of Sadness again. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to see this shit.
Hey, what gets coming to them? This is something to where they all get killed?
Oh, yeah, it becomes like crazy horror, I believe.
It's like man is on the menu or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they're serving humans?
No, I think they're like hunting them or I don't. You know what I mean? I don't know.
It's probably a fair bet. Fair guess. Turns into something dark and insane.
Twist from the twisted minds that brought you something else you don't want to see.
Rich liberals getting what they deserve.
Fuck.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of those movies at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that Get Out started that.
Yeah, that seems like a trend from there.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Oh, wow. Here's a Christmas one. Violent Night.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I might pull Triggy on this, to be honest.
Yeah.
You ain't I'm out. Driving, are you?
You're a little bit the reindeer do most of the work.
This is my fourth year.
Is this just Santa? Bad Santa?
How about you?
I started.
Baddest Santa.
Yeah.
It's Christmas!
We decided that you could have one gift.
Early.
What is it?
That is a direct hotline to Santa Claus himself.
I can talk to Santa.
All right, revelers.
Welcome to your worst Christmas.
Here we go.
And yeah, John Leguizamo shows up and starts shooting shit.
That's where I tap out.
Oh my God.
You tap Leguizamo. Out when he shows up and
I
starts
shooting
shit.
I tap out at Leguizamo. I've always had an irrational dislike for that guy.
I'm the same way. Usually I'm like, oh, the script must be not good if they got him.
Right. There's something wrong.
Jesus. Scathing indictment of John of stage and screen stars.
He's on
Leguizamo.
I feel like everyone gets, you know, like people have a list of like their exceptions, like who they get to fuck, you know, that like there should be, everyone gets a list of who they get to just not like for no good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have nothing to stand by. He just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, you don't like his dumbass.
I'm just saying, it's like you're supposed to think he's amazing because it's like he started in the theater, and like the, before you even knew anything about him, you're hearing how amazing he is. And then like with film acting, do you even need to be that amazing? Usually they gotta like tell people in movies just like don't do anything. The camera will catch it all. Like it just seems like trying too hard to win an Oscar type stuff.
You said, when is John Leguizamo trying to win an Oscar? Are you out of your fucking mind? Maybe he's tried to win an MTV movie award.
You think he's only just been in like goofy, stupid comedies? Like
I feel like he's always been on that line of supposedly having been a force in comedy, but never having proven himself there for me. But then always in that line of like turning into a dramatic actor. But then I have no interest in that either. He's like always in that limbo, like, I'm going to go dramatic.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, That's a career goal for you. That's not public demand.
Yeah. Glad you're with me on this. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
That's the law.
His people did not call him general or king. They called him Kukulkan, the feather serpent god. Killing him will risk eternal war.
He's coming for the surface world.
Have you seen this one, Megan?
You know, and I haven't, in much the same way, I don't watch anything in the Marvel Cinematic Universe because I don't work at GameStop. You know what I mean?
They should just have the Marvel logo be that GameStop logo. There's a lot of places with that exact same logo.
Dude, I was at Cantor's the other day, and there's this like, man, the guy is probably in his 60s. But he was just wearing this crisp,
the youngest person in Cantor's.
This crispy, brand new Marvel snapback hat. It just straight up said Marvel on it. It's like, who the fuck are you? And what are you trying? What the fuck?
Yeah. It's like wearing a Walmart hat.
Make Marvel great again. It's like, it's just parties now. It's just the two parties, Marvel and DC.
He's an old guy at Cantor's. He probably has like literally created Marvel. He's probably
possibly
like,
he got that in a swag bag or whatever. Well, he was with a guy who was just, you know, you never see this these days, just wearing a sweatband or like a, what do you call it, on the forehead?
It's only on the forehead. Like basketball, like 70s basketball players would wear.
Yeah, but not doing any athletic activity. Just eating. You need to wear it because you're eating soup because the soup's too fucking hot.
Get his hair out. Keep his hair out of his soup.
Keep the sweat out of the soup because then it's extra eating for soup he didn't pay for.
Right. Out of his pastrami.
Dinner and a show at Cantor's. You know what I'm saying?
The kibitz room.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. You can't afford to pay for the popcorn, but then you'll take that same money and throw it down the toilet at Cantor's?
Oh, I love Cantor's.
One, it's not that I can't afford the popcorn. It's the principle of the matter, the amount that they fucking charge for it. Two, asshole, you know, I guess you don't know because you never asked, my Cantor's order is just dry rye toast, a side of cream cheese, and pickles. And that'll get you out the door under $5. And then when you're out the door, what you're going to want to do is buy a Cantor's t-shirt, okay? And then flip that shit on eBay because people will pay big money for Cantor's shirts on eBay, which you should we've already discussed this, Howard. I'm actually coming up on top. They're paying me to go to Cantor's.
They owe you.
Bitch.
I knew your answer would be so scattershot and rapid fire that I wouldn't be able to respond to any of the 7 points you made within the 20 seconds.
Gang. He's absolutely absolutely speechless. He's gobsmacked.
I don't know how you interpret me talking as speechless. It's part of your pathology.
I retain nothing from what you're saying. This is incredible. Speechless.
There you go. Hey, start, like, separate these into two audios because I'm not sure anything I said landed over there.
I don't know. Everything about that made sense to me, though. I mean, that's the cheapest order I can imagine at Cantor's.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds almost edible if I was stuck on a planet somewhere that didn't have human food.
It's like a cream cheese sandwich.
Ah, Jesus.
And who doesn't like that? And they got whipped cream cheese there. It's great.
There's people in Appalachia that would turn down that food. I mean,
you don't like Cantor's? What's going on?
Did you hear her order? First of all, Cantor's is just a greasy deli that hasn't been closed in 50 years. It's just a dirty place that serves grease meat.
It's good. Are you
kidding? Even that, I've been there 100 times when I was drunk, and we were all like, yeah, we're here at Cantor's because we're drunk. Like,
it's a classic.
Don't tell me you don't consider that
deli
a Michelin restaurant.
I mean, it's got one of the best pastrami sandwiches.
It's where Rod Jeremy goes because he doesn't have to wash his hands.
Well, I mean, it's a good hang. It happens to be a good hang, too, but it's not like...
I know.
Prominently featured in Showtime's I'm Dying Up Here.
There you go.
Which we all know is one of the best shows that's ever been on the network Showtime. It's that and Roadies, the best Showtime shows. In my opinion.
Do they do comedy shows at the Kibitz Room?
I have done one. Yes, I have done one. And you may find this impossible to believe, but I ate shit. And then immediately afterward, Bill Burr killed.
Oh, wow.
In case you were wondering what the audience was like at that show at the legendary Kibitz Room in Cantor's.
They wanted someone who brought jokes.
Yeah, they wanted somebody who brought the funny, and the funny being, you know, when my wife's trying to talk to me during the game, I'm like, shut up, bitch, or whatever.
All right. That was number one.
Number one. Wow. People are streaming back into the theaters.
I finally saw Nope this week. Finally checked that out.
I dug it, man.
You liked it? Had mixed feelings.
I mean, it was funny.
Yeah.
At times.
Always well made. Always just packed full of symbols and stuff, but.
Sure.
There was no real twist.
This lizard shirt in it.
It was basically the trailer. Like, I was expecting a twist.
Right.
It wasn't really one.
Yeah.
But that's the movie I've seen this week. I always feel a little guilty when I haven't seen any of the movies on the show. But I am watching some movies.
Feel no guilt. No one's making you.
I lied. I don't really feel guilty.
Yeah, come on, man.
And we'll be right back with the hot picks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify. It's tough. I mean, it's an app. I mean, they know a lot of songs. We'll see what we can do.
And they're rigging it now. They've seen our hot picks. They're now rigging it with old classics.
Yeah, they go, we got to beat them. We got to try something new.
All right, coming in at number five. This is Howard Kramer's first pick. This is
number five.
Brendan Benson with Ain't No Good. Is he a skater?
A skater? Like a
video. The video is just full. It's just all skateboarding footage.
Oh, really? Does it look like a 42-year-old guy on a skateboard?
Yeah, why is like Brendan Benson just playing with like the default thing that plays when you turn on a Casio keyboard now? The fuck is that? Like, he knows how to play guitar and shit. What is up with that? Hello.
Oh, and he's using the synthetic sounds?
Mm. I'm unfamiliar with him. Oh, he was in the Raconteurs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't he the one that Jack White got into a fight with?
Oh, really?
Jack White got into a fight with?
No, I mean a real fist fight. Like there was a guy who got beat up by Jack White. I thought it was him.
I think he's beat up multiple people.
Really?
Yeah. Remember when he beat up that dude in the Von Bondies?
That's who I'm talking about. Yeah, that's who I mean. Oh, I thought that was Brendan Benson. That's not him?
No. It's another dickhead.
Apologize. I got that wrong on the duel as well.
Hate to hear that.
I guess Jack White, he's a minimalist. Like, he only needs two instruments to kick your ass. It's like...
Yeah, he fights with the guitar.
Right.
I mean, he describes it as that in the This Might Get Loud. Like, it's a fight. Like, I got to fight this thing and see if some good comes out of it, you know?
Well, Brendan Benson's still going, I guess.
Yeah. But not a bad album. A lot of the songs are catchy in different ways.
Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Naked Giants with Pirate Radio Queen.
Nice. It's got good energy. Stuff. It's like garage rock.
I think that's cool. They had another song that I brought on the Hot Picks maybe a year ago that we both really liked too. So they're on a roll.
What was it called? What was the band again?
Naked Giants.
They're American, right?
I really have no idea. They sound like it.
Would that color your appreciation of it if they were?
They're from Seattle.
There we go. Can't get any more American than Seattle rock and roll music.
Good stuff. Okay, coming in at number three.
Number three.
MBK's pick. This is Quasi with Doom Scrollers. They're a two-piece as well. Mm-hmm. Speaking of two-piece bands,
divorced couple from Portland, Oregon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
I can hear that tension. One of them started banging someone else the day they recorded that, and it got into the music.
That's so crazy to me to make that work.
Yeah,
they've been together since like the mid-90s.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like Fleetwood Mac, I guess, but without the others there to bang. So it's probably just an odder type of tension.
Maybe they had like a prenup where they have to keep the band.
legally, right. Contractually obligated.
Yeah.
It's like one of those marriages where they did it for like the money to get an inheritance. And the only way they can get out of it is to start a band.
That's a good movie. Write that.
You can stay married to this bitch, or you guys can start a band.
Right. That was good.
The record scratch in the trailer?
That was good.
That was my record scratch.
Got it.
That's how you do it.
Do you include the record scratch
next month
when you're pitching to like executives?
Yeah.
The whole elevator pitch is just you playing the sound of a record scratch on your phone.
Yeah.
That's it.
Helps.
Sold. That's
all the pitches. Help me.
Sold in the elevator.
Picture it. All right, coming in number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is Stegosaurus Trap with Shake Her Awake.
Fuzzy stuff, but I like it.
But I like it.
What yeah. stuff, but you
despite
like it?
Despite the fuzz.
Fuzzy. Mm. Fuzzy. It sounds like a really good band's like first album before the big label signed them. Like they did it on the cheap.
The rest of his
but
career.
There was great stuff in there.
They don't sound American, I'll tell you that.
No. That would be...
How's that make you feel, Howard? Is that okay?
You know, I really regret asking that very innocent question of are they American or not. I'll never do it again as long as the show's on the air.
You mean by this show, you mean this specific episode of this show? Got it.
Fun stuff. No, I mean the entire...
The entire run.
His career.
The entire legendary run. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where Stegosaurus Trap is from, and I can't. But
hit them, Megan.
They sounded, I don't know, Australian or some shit. Could be.
Maybe. All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've just found it. Leeds, UK.
From
Leeds.
Does that make you feel better? Now, you know?
That's Australia's...
Make you feel better now?
Mom.
You guys should start a band. You sound like you're ready to start this.
Yeah, we need a band.
A divorcee band. Coming in at number one, this is a big deal. But, Howard, do you want to preface this one, or should I?
Oh.
This is you.
Oh, yeah. This is Baltic States. Did this with Marshland Monster. He said this one's popular. I don't know, but...
You guys going to make 30 cents off it? Is that what you mean by it's popular?
Howard's such a real artist.
Disparaging comments from someone who's supposed to be supportive. Such
a,
but thank you.
Such a true artist.
Go ahead, start.
To the Spotify, not you, is what I'm
saying. Yeah, she's saying it's Spotify.
It's a neg on the corporation that's got its boot on the back of your neck. Right?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Got but to Howard's credit, Howard's credit, he's such a true artist. It's like the money means nothing. He's just putting out. He doesn't even look at the popularity.
Always for love, never for money.
There you go.
But I'm looking forward to this. We're about to hear Baltic States. Is there anything else? What does Baltic States refer to in this case?
That's what the song will tell you.
Okay, great. I like that. Like titling a song, something that you have a question about. It's like, we got to listen.
I mean, no, that's a great question because you go, wait, it's a Dragon Boy suede song. Why is it called Baltic States? Because is he doing a socio-political review of the area?
Right.
Is he telling you travel there? What's this all about?
All right, let's find out.
And that the song will answer that.
Oh my God. This link I had just made me download it. Oh, hold on.
Sorry.
Wasn't expecting that.
There's 30 cents right there. R.I.P. Kirstie Alley, everybody.
You sound
just do that while we wait for the song.
All right, here it is.
How did you all avoid detection?
A lot of different ways. One way was, you know, the team doctors would tell you, you know, what and how much of a certain product you could take and how many days the testers could still detect it for you.
Baltic States, Baltic States, I bought two ships out in crates. Checks injected in their horses before they race in them Baltic States, yeah. My juice will show up in tests. My juice make horsey run fast. My juice make that pony twerk. Popping that ass in the winter circ.
There it is, everybody.
We're juicing my racing juice. Horses.
Yeah.
There we go.
There's
wow.
Classic.
There you go.
God damn, that's a bop, Kramer.
Thank you.
That did fucking explain it.
That's how I make money. I don't go to the movies and steal popcorn. I ship my ball juice.
God damn.
To the Baltic States.
Breeding horses, prize winning horses.
There you go. And he's got Spotify scams. He knows how to make that thing make money. We've seen money from the other tracks. So
nice.
That one should be a good earner for us.
Hell yeah. Sounded great. Had that signature DBS sound.
Yeah, thank you. That's a fun one.
Hearing it.
And shout out to Steve. Yeah, Marshland Monster doing the tracks, getting them out. Check those out, gang. They're on Spotify and iTunes.
What comes first in that case? Like his track or your vocal or your concept? Or do you send something and he writes to it?
He sent me tracks. Yeah. He sent me tracks. Yeah, then I think. Oh, what would go the good with this track? I go to my rhyme book.
Yeah.
I pull it out. You know what I'm saying? I start to marry. That's the marriage I do. I marry the lyric to the music. Yeah. And usually it lasts longer than the average marriage. I mean, I've put songs and words together that are still together to this day. But I pull out there, I got a rhyme book. It's old school. So rhymes, they just go
really?
In there and then I just.
Wait, so are those like actual just word, like this word rhymes with this word? Or is it just your timeout lyrics? Like you're writing lyrics?
No, these are lyrics. Okay. Here's one right here. My dick meat inflates quickly. Between hard-ons, it looks sickly. This thing, man. Like, bury me with this thing. There's some great.
Oh, my God. That's great. I would love to see some of those. They're all lying here. You could auction off pages of that someday.
Here's one right here. Calm down around my caulk gun. Don't grab at it until we've talked some. They can't all be winners, that's gang, amazing. But I like that one.
That's a winner.
That's why it's a book. You know, not everyone makes the...
Right.
Not everyone makes
it. Oh, my God.
But that's how a lot of them start. And Baltic State started that way. So
I can't... Yeah, that will be an amazing legacy. And someday someone digs that up, go like... What did this guy in his long career, like, what was he thinking? Like, writing down his innermost
building in
his innermost thoughts in his journal. The whole family reads it.
There's so much of it, it's undeniable. I mean, there's stacks of these things.
Yeah, I bet.
So, it just comes to him, gang. It just comes to him.
No, that's a good process, though, because then when it comes time to lay something down, you just pick up that book and, like, you can just pick and choose. They're all about the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Thematically, it does not change.
It's all in there. Yeah, it is page after page. It is.
Yeah.
It's quite a thing. But listen, what else should I do with it? If it comes into my head, should I just let it go?
No.
Put it in the rhyme book.
Good.
And then maybe something.
It's good discipline to put it in. Put it down on paper.
Yeah.
It's like a.
Megan, where are you right now?
Cheesecake factory of rhymes.
Where am I? I'm in my home. I'm in my bedroom.
Oh, I'm not used to that backdrop over there. I thought you were on the couch, but you like moved all the pictures.
No. I just hung the painting.
Right on. Two studios. Incredible. Hey, anything you want to promote?
No.
Megan actually recorded a new album this year at Steve Albini's studio in Chicago.
I remember that.
That's going to be coming out, I guess, in 2023. Is that right?
That makes sense.
How was that experience, just the Steve Albini experience? Do you work with him?
He's cool. Yeah, he's a rad guy. Yeah. I mean, he just engineers it. You know, he's not going to, like, tell you what jokes are funny or anything.
Sure.
But, yeah, he's really cool and accommodating.
That's no small thing.
Give me a nice price. Yeah.
He used the best vintage analog gear to record your jokes.
Well, it was always, yes, a dream of mine to do the incredibly stupid, self-indulgent thing that is record a comedy album with no audience with Steve Albini.
Oh, that's amazing.
That achievement has been unlocked.
Oh, yeah.
But she won't watch a movie without popcorn, gang. She'll be rooting around.
I'll have you know, I mean, you know, I don't do it all the time, just when I have to. When I have to, you
have
know.
To.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm watching Smile, I mean, shit, man. You want me to fucking just dryly watch it? No, I got to be crunching.
Right.
Hell yeah.
You can't raw dog Smile.
Mm-mm.
Congrats on that. How about you start?
Yeah, I just want to promote whochartedpod.com. That is where you can support this show. If you like what you heard, you can hear the entire history of the show. You can hear Two Charted every Friday, a whole extra show on top of this one where Howard and I continue the conversation. And you can hear all the old preem streams we've done. You can get access to our Discord, which is popping off. You can share which hot picks you liked. You can share your own hot picks. You can get into it with Marshall and Monster. He's there.
There you go. Yeah, get active on the Discord and on Into the Chart Mart. We're always got new products in
always
there.
Open.
Check out our Christmas products. Hey, is the you know, the Who Charted Christmas bundle? Where's that at?
Good question. It might still be on Stitcher Premium, but we should put it out. We should put it out in some new form. We own it.
Right on.
Yeah.
But it's not available right
now? It might not be available. It deserves a re-release of some sort. Because
it wasn't on iTunes? That never went
on? It was
on
Stitcher Premium, and that was it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. We'll see. We'll take a look.
Okay, we'll look for that. And, check out Drop Date Duel and Grift Horse and Kiss My Grifts and haveasummer.com/shop. And we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted.